This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin, presented by Brandon Legal Group. When you have a legal need, when you have a legal question, consider Brandon Legal Group. They are a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. You do not need to have your legal question originate in the city of Brandon to contact Brandon Legal Group. Remember the phone number, 844-4-BLG-4ME, 844-4-BLG-4ME. If you're wondering, well, what type of law does Brandon Legal Group cover? What can they help me with? Well, that's why we tell you they are a full-service law firm, and they encourage you to call them anytime you have any question. They are big supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. They officially slash unofficially have the first twosome or foursome in every tournament now going forward as a sponsor of the Todd Wright Tour, supporter of my golf tournaments overall, and now they are the reason we bring you this new podcast with an emphasis on the Buccaneers, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin. My thanks to Brandon Legal Group. Look, I know legal help is not an impulse buy. You're not running to the phone right now. But when you have a legal need, remember the phone number, remember their name. Brandon Legal Group, 844-4-BLG-4ME, 844-4-BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group is the presenting sponsor of the new Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin. Here is how the Bucks Bulletin is going to work. Starting with week one of the regular season, we will look at the Buccaneer matchup for that particular week. We will spotlight fantasy performers, not only for the Buccaneers, but for their opponents that we like in season long and DFS, and we don't like in season long and DFS. We'll be focusing on the Buccaneer matchup each week. And during the bye week, we'll take a pause. We'll sort of look at what's going on overall. And we will do that through the entire regular season. So what do we do this week? What do we do next week? There's no reason for us to analyze the Buccaneer matchup against the Miami Dolphins for fantasy purposes, but we will go each week by position and give you some thoughts for your season-long drafts. So in future weeks, we'll talk about the running back situation for the Bucs, the wide receiver situation for the Bucs, and then we'll get into tight ends, DST, and PK. So let's talk about quarterback, because one of my trusted sources is Fantasy Football Calculator, which you can access yourself at fantasyfootballcalculator.com. One of the top stories as I record this podcast late on Tuesday night near 10 p.m. Eastern Time is by Joe Orlovsky, 5 undervalued PPR quarterback rankings. And basically, they spotlight 5 quarterbacks that they feel are being underdrafted. It sort of plays to what was called a year or two ago, the zero quarterback theory. And I've talked about this at length on the podcast because a couple years ago I played in a 14-team league, and for the first time in my life, I employed that theory. Loading up on running backs and getting my wide receivers, and that might have even been a league where I went for Gronk, and I was the last team to select a quarterback, and one team even selected 2 quarterbacks before I did. And ironically, one of the quarterbacks I selected is on this year's list, because as Joe Orlovsky makes the point on fantasyfootballcalculator.com, the older the quarterback, the more people tend to sleep on them for fantasy purposes, unless you have a connection with them, you have won with them, you feel or they quarterback your favorite team. Now, I'm one of those that, in general, I try to stay away from my favorite team in fantasy unless the value is too good to pass up and the numbers stand out. My theory on that has always been that, let's say my favorite team stinks on a particular Sunday, then I still have my fantasy team to root for and enjoy my football weekend. Same thing in reverse. If my fantasy team is really bad and my favorite team is playing on Sunday night football, as they often do, or Monday night football, I still have something else to root for and enjoy. So I detach myself and usually only have maybe one player for my favorite team. Now, last year in the league I commissioned, a Philadelphia Eagles fan who always loads up on Eagles won our league because the Eagles were also the team that won the Super Bowl. Granted, the Super Bowl wasn't determined until weeks later, but still, his team had a good year. It was a prolific offense under a new coach, and virtually everything happened prior to the Carson Wentz injury, and let's face it, Nick Foles was pretty productive in the end game as well. But back to this particular piece on five undervalued quarterbacks in season-long leagues right now. The list is in order: Matt Stafford, Philip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger, who I've said for the 3 years on this podcast is annually the most underdrafted solid quarterback out there. And I don't understand why. Eli Manning jumps on this list. A lot of that is because he has a new head coach. He has a healthy Odell Beckham Jr., albeit an Odell Beckham Jr. at this time who doesn't seem thrilled with his contract situation. He's not being traded to Cleveland, no matter what Mr. Landry tells you. Saquon Barkley is expected to help balance that offense overall. And the fifth name on the list is Buccaneer suspended quarterback Jameis Winston. The three paragraphs written in this piece on Jameis Winston, I think, are very good. The second paragraph, I'll let you read the whole thing, but the second paragraph reads, "So why is he undervalued?" Because that's what some of you who are even Buccaneer fans might be thinking. Why is Jameis Winston undervalued in fantasy football considering he can't play the first 3 weeks? The article reads, he has shown promise, often thrown for over 300 yards in games, did it six times in 2017, finished with 3,504 yards on 282 completions, also had 19 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. He did miss three games due to injuries as well. Now, look, the piece goes on to talk about some things as it relates to Jameis Winston. Currently, according to Fantasy Football Calculator, Winston's ADP is 14th round and QB 22. So unless you are in a two quarterback league, there's a chance that Jameis Winston is not even going to be drafted in your season long league. Now, I know for those of you in the Tampa Bay area, and for those of you that are loyal to JoeBucksFan.com, you might be more likely to take a chance on Jameis Winston with a season-long pick and just stash him for when he comes off suspension and gets back under center. And obviously, he will be playing quite motivated because he's basically playing for his career. So as far as Winston is concerned, overall, I would say in one quarterback leagues, you are probably going to be able to either have that dart throw pick or two at the end of the draft, where you know you're not going to have him for the first 3 weeks, and there's a legitimate question whether he quarterbacks week four or not. That is a short week off a Monday night game for him to be ready for a road game against the Bears. And there is a scenario out there where Fitzmagic, who we'll talk about in a moment, performs well enough either over the entire work of the three games or in that third game to merit starting game four, and then we'll take it from there. But as far as Winston is concerned, I often talk about when looking at fantasy quarterbacks, if you're undecided between two guys, you take the guy who can do something with his legs. And Winston can do something with his legs. He's not known for it. However, I don't think there's any doubt that in red zone situations, also considering recent inabilities of Winston to simply pitch and catch 7-yard touchdown passes or even find DeSean Jackson, who we're hearing now may be used more in slot situations, which doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense to me, independent of how Godwin is performing in camp. It just doesn't seem to be the right fit for DeSean Jackson, especially with Fitzpatrick under center, who can throw the deep ball to Jackson, something Winston seemed reluctant to do last year. Winston, if he's not going to be able to make those pitch and catch throws from 5, 7, 9 yards for touchdowns, he might just tuck it under and run. He might be even more motivated to do that this year in what is essentially not just a contract year for Winston, but a career-defining year for Winston going forward, despite the fact that he's only 24 years old. So there's the conversation on Winston as it relates to your season-long draft. He certainly has value in two quarterback leagues because there is the expectation that Winston, by the end of the year, will likely, barring injury, be the starting quarterback for the bulk of the Buccaneer games. Now, there is the bubble wrap theory, so let's bring that up. That if the Buccaneers, and let's just fast forward to say, Thanksgiving. If by Thanksgiving it's pretty clear the Buccaneers are going nowhere, will be making major changes such as the entire coaching staff, general manager, dump the uniform scheme. Let's say all of that is in play. There is the possibility that ownership of the Buccaneers will basically say to their general manager, who will then communicate to whomever is the head coach at that point, whether it is Dirk Cutter or an interim, don't play Jameis Winston. The reason behind that would be Jameis's, I believe, $20.9 million for 2019 is only guaranteed for injury. Translation, if the Bucs are playing meaningless games in late November and December, why have Winston out there who could potentially suffer a season-ending injury that lingers through a physical leading up to March 1st of 2019, where if he fails that physical, then the Bucs are on the hook for the entire $20.9 million next season. As long as Jameis passes a physical from the time the season ends to March 1st, the Bucs then can make a decision on Winston. The decision won't be made for them due to injury. So there is the bubble wrap theory. If the season is a loss for the Buccaneers, it actually makes good business sense for the Glazers to pull Winston off the field at that point so they can make their own decision on Winston and not have it made for them due to the injury guarantee. So there are some thoughts on Winston. As far as Fitzmagic is concerned, I would imagine there will be some people, probably two quarterback leagues, that do draft him because he is going to play the first three games of the season as long as he stays healthy for those first three games of the season. And then with the chance to play at least a fourth game because of the nature of the third game being a Monday nighter and perhaps prolific performance that allows him to at least keep the job, employing, say, some of my hockey background here. You don't pull a hot goalie if he is winning, so why would you pull a hot quarterback? So if, say, Fitzmagic performs well in those 3 weeks, and in particular performs well on a Monday night against Pittsburgh, there may be a reluctance to pull him immediately out until he fails, and then put Winston in for him, and then let Winston take it from there. So there have been situations. I think one of the best examples was a couple of years ago where Le'Veon Bell was going to miss some time, and you had a, I believe it was D'Angelo Williams, and he had some value in season-long drafts just because he could help you win some fantasy games early. And then the value isn't quite there. But those games that you win at the beginning of the fantasy season have the same value as those games you need to win middle of the season or end of the season. So I would think primarily in two quarterback leagues, that's where you do take a look at Fitzpatrick, knowing full well you're probably only going to have him for the first three, maybe four games of the season, and then maybe again near the end of the year if the Bucs are bad and Winston is put in the bubble wrap, although keeping in mind once we get near the end of the season, you're dealing with the fantasy playoffs primarily, and if you're not going to make the fantasy playoffs, you might not get those games from Fitzmagic if the bubble wrap theory ultimately does play out. So there's a quick look at the top two quarterbacks on the Buccaneer depth chart. I would imagine Fitzpatrick is going to be more in play and a rather popular play in DFS games, at least in week one, especially in what is potentially a shootout type game at New Orleans to open the season. Remember, you can email me any of your fantasy questions at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Also remember that this Bucks Bulletin edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast only exists because of the presenting sponsorship of my Todd Wright Tour supporters, Brandon Legal Group, full-service law firm based in Brandon, but your legal issue work-wise, home-wise, does not need to originate in the city of Brandon. They are a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area, and when you have a legal need, when you have a legal question, they welcome you to give them a call. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Big supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. They're playing in the Invitational, my 16th event coming up later this month at Countryside Country Club. Colin and Tony will be representing Brandon Legal Group in that event, and they're already locked in for a foursome for Todd Wright Tour X7 coming up down the road October 28th at a venue to be determined. Brandon Legal Group, 844-4-BLG-4ME. Big supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Remember them and their phone number for when you have that legal need. Also, speaking of fantasy football, we are soliciting owners for the free leagues powered by JoeBucksFan.com and Hooters. Again, this year, we'll do our first draft party at Hooters in Tampa on Hillsborough Avenue on Wednesday night, August 22nd. If you would like to be an owner in one of these leagues, you need to send me an email expressing interest, and all I basically need is your full name and your phone number. Just because you email me doesn't mean you're in. I will contact you if you are selected to play. Space is obviously limited, and we would need you there that night around 6:30 p.m. We're going to have a prompt start to the draft at 7 p.m. For the second straight year, Tampa Bay's Hall of Fame voter Ira Kaufman will be there drafting. He and I did some TV together a week ago for Spectrum Bay News 9, and he was asking me all sorts of fantasy questions, so he's into it all of a sudden. He still believes that if Deshaun Watson stayed healthy, he could have won his league. Ira, yeah, get in line. There are a lot of people who felt that way last year. But Ira will be there. Steve will be there from JoeBucksFan.com, our defending champion from this same league last year at Hooters. Robert Wright, no relation. He also plays in my golf tournaments, will be there. We'll have a couple of Hooters calendar girls there who work at that Hooters location in Brooke and Ty that I think you will like very much. And we're going to have a lot of fun that night. So again, if you would like to play in that free league and are available to draft in person, sorry, we do not do this online. We do not do this via Skype. This is a remote. We are getting people into Hooters on August 22nd in Tampa on Hillsborough Avenue for a live draft. If you would like to be one of the owners, send me your name and your phone number to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Next week on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin, we'll talk about the running back situation from a fantasy standpoint for the Buccaneers, and then we'll go position by position until we get to week one. And each week here on the Bucks Bulletin, we'll look at the matchup the Buccaneers have from a fantasy standpoint on who you might want to consider playing, who you might want to consider sitting, not only for the Bucks but their opponent in season-long and DFS and from a waiver standpoint as well. Thanks again to Brandon Legal Group for their presenting sponsorship of this new podcast, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin, and we'll talk to you next time.